So this year we'll have a 4-day festival. We'll be in Rogers, Bentonville, Fayetteville, and Springdale this year. So trying to really take over Northwest Arkansas. And in Rogers, we're going to be doing 6 or 7 performance durational performances at the same time in one space. So you definitely come check out that. In Bentonville, we'll have a performance at 21C, and then we'll have this variety show for performance artists put on by Kat Wilson. In Fayetteville, we'll have a workshop as well as a panel in collaboration with Intersections, the art show supported by women. And then we'll have a whole bunch of performances at the University of Arkansas Art and Design District, the new sculpture building in South Fayetteville. And then in Springdale, we'll have, it's a little bit more geared towards educational and teen focus. So we'll be at the station, the Teen Action Support Center in Springdale, and we'll be putting on a few performances, one in collaboration with the Teen Council at Crystal Bridges, and then be a workshop.
You mentioned you have a super fan.
So we met her our first year. Her name's Marion. She came to the first event the first year with wide eyes and just this excitement that, you know, we hoped to see but didn't know if we would see. And she was just ecstatic and told us how this event would be something she'd expect to see in New York and would have never thought she would see it in Northwest Arkansas. So she canceled her plans for the weekend and came to all the events. And same thing happened last year. And she's just been a fantastic support for Inverse, both emotionally and when it comes to planning. So yeah, we would definitely call her our super fan.
Now let's just go into performance art and maybe what gave you the itch? What got you, what was the spark that ignited you for being like, performance art, that's my medium?
Well, I have a background in photography and never really got too much into the technical side. It was very much all about the visual and what I was trying to say with the image. And so a lot of the thought process went into how to create the photo, what was behind it. And just over time, I decided to get rid of the camera and just start doing it. I think it's part ego, but I think a lot of it is that end, that final product being on the wall and then just having, telling people to go look at it was just not enough for me. I really wanted to be present for that moment of realization or that moment of like being present that the audience member can have. I really just enjoyed being live with the person. My first performance, I had no idea what I was doing. I was sitting in a cupcake trying to eat it. But the interaction I had with individuals during that time, I think being part of the spectacle was really interesting to me. And I didn't really look back after that.
Okay, you said sitting in a cupcake.
Yes, it was for my senior thesis show in college, and I built a 6-foot cupcake in diameter and asked 2 of my friends to jump in it with me or climb into it. And then we sat there for the 3 hours of the opening and tried to eat as much as we could.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Katie.